You call this a kiddish? This is the same herring from last week. Now, last week was a kiddish.
What's the matter with the kiddish I'm giving? Can't you tell that your cake's too dry? Maybe I should just eliminate the kugel. Well, an hour, sure, you better not try. Where have you been hiding out lately, sonny? You can't give a kiddish till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the right food's funny, but it's all mishigas to me. What's the matter with the chulent I'm serving? Can't you tell that it's got no meat? Maybe I should serve some coleslaw salad. That would look like you're trying to cheat. Borrow money from your family, Pushka, and serve four kugels with a healthy slice of kishka. Potato rice, luction twice, one sweet, one spice, all a mishigas to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they serve at the kiddish, it'll always be the same old thing. Your wife is gonna deal an entire Shabbos meal, and you better savor everything. I'm sure you know what I mean. Have some wine or some schnapps for kiddish. Don't you know that I only use scotch? Forget red label, just go with the green one or the blue if it's not too much. Plain gefilte fish is not very daring. Your best bet would be another 12 types of herring. Cream cakes, potato knishes, tablecloths, hot dishes, all a mishigas to me. I'm giving, can't you see that the place is too tight? Don't you know you need at least 10 tables if you have 80 men to invite? Nowadays you gotta be very cautious. Pick the wrong food and your guests will get nauseous. Right food, right place, scotch and bourbon by the case. It's all a mishigas to me. Everybody's talking about the food at the kiddish, but it's all mishigas to me. Good Shabbos.